Harper Audio presents Schultz and Peanuts, a biography by David Michaelis, read by Holter Graham. Copyright 2007 by David Michaelis. Production and abridgment copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Northwest. We'll probably never see each other again. Dina Halverson Schultz. The great troop train, a quarter mile of olive green carriages, rolled out of the depot and into the storm. Nearly a foot of snow had fallen on the northwest through the day, and now, in the short winter afternoon, the blizzard veiled the domed heights of the state capitol in St. Paul and the pyramid-capped Fauché Tower, tallest building in Minneapolis. Snow curtained the Twin Cities from one another, blurring everyday distances. Only the railroad and streetcar tracks cut clear black lines into the mounting white cover. In the Pullman, Sparky kept to himself. No one yet knew him. At roll call, he had come after Schaust and before Ciortino, but except for his place in the company roster, he seemed to have no connection to the men and, as one of his seatmates was to recall, no interest in joining in any conversation, not even about the weather. The snowflakes swirling at the Pullman windows only contributed to his impression that he had been thrown among wild people. To his fellow recruits he presented himself as nondescript, simple, bland, unassuming, just another face in the crowd. With his regular looks, he passed for ordinary so easily that most people believed him when he insisted, as he did so often in later years, that he was a nothing, a nobody, an uncomplicated man with